Shirley Nisbet is in her studio in Falmouth, and she's trying to fix something in one of her paintings.
This is much too dark, and I'm going to put a little bit of oil on here and rub it into the painting a bit.
When you first enter Shirley's studio, all you can see is the sunlight. Then you notice the pale drops of paint on the floor. Three huge paintings of flowers hang on the walls. They need just a few more of Shirley's brush strokes to be finished. As for the painting with the dark spots, it's still not to her liking.
I might be putting more on because I think it's still going to show up much too dark from certain angles.
Shirley struggles with dark colors. They represent dark memories, and she has too many of those. To move between floors in her house, Shirley uses a chairlift. She was born in England. She contracted polio when she was 5.
I couldn't walk, and I couldn't get up at first. And I don't know how long I was in bed. Anything you don't like, you try to forget quickly.
A few years later, when the Germans bombed London during World War II, Shirley was trapped by her polio, unable to run.
My mother used to stay in the house with me, and my brothers used to have to go in the shelter that we had built in the garden because of the bombing.
Her memories of the war are scattered, but some pictures are more vivid than others.
I can remember when the Germans bombed Coventry and it went up in flames. My father lifted me up and right on top of our shelter and said, "You see that red glow? You'll remember that." And I remember that.
Because of polio, she couldn't play outside. And so she started to paint. And that's when she decided she would be an artist. In college, Shirley became interested in abstract painting. She painted impressions of light lingering from her past. She prefers brighter colors and memories.
My memory is not good enough to do a perfect picture of something I've seen. I put in it what I really liked or what really I can remember, and you often remember what you really want. And you can leave out all the stuff that you didn't like.
Despite her polio, Shirley lived a normal life and traveled the world. Now, the disease is getting the best of her. But she doesn't stop working. She shows me the painting that she's donating to one of the hospitals in the Cape Cod healthcare system. Recently, Shirley spent some time in the hospital as a patient. She doesn't like to talk about it, but she felt trapped once again.
I had an MRI once and I couldn't stay in the machine. I cannot go in an enclosed space. No, not in the dark.
Donating the painting is Shirley's way of thanking the doctors and the nurses. She feels she's giving something back, and she hopes to help other patients too.
When you're in the hospital, you're thinking about what is wrong with you and how they're going to put it right. I think it's nice to be able to think of something else or look at something else besides your inner fears.
There are darker shades of blue and gray in this painting, but they're small. The light takes over. Maybe the peacefulness in Shirley's heart can act as a remedy to dark feelings, dark thoughts, and dark memories.
The darkness and the darkness of winter makes you sort of hold your arms across yourself to curl up. The light makes you spread your arms out and enjoy the feeling of the earth and the air. And so I think light is life in a way. Darkness is not.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Catarina Martins.